Sometimes the only thing we can do is pray. I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. See, prayer is the most important action we can take. In light of another bombing in the Middle East, we're asking you to join us. And another story we bring today shows how, along with prayer, there's a lot that we can do to put a dent in issues like poverty while making an impact for the gospel. We'll begin with the news from Pakistan, where a hospital in the city of Quetta was attacked by a suicide bomber yesterday. That explosion left over 50 people dead and nearly that many people wounded. The city is currently on lockdown. Global Advance's Jonathan Shibley says they're in touch with a pastor in the city. They met with him earlier this year and heard about the threats that Pakistani believers are facing.
And he just said that it's the love of God that penetrates hard men's hearts. And he said that's the only weapon that we have to fight against this onslaught of the enemy.
In a country where schools teach that minority religions are inferior, extremists in Pakistan really aren't that surprising. But in this environment, how can believers get a chance to share Christ?
Practically at street level, the only thing that works is love and good deeds, and believers being examples of that, that it's impossible to refute that type of a life that shows love, shows good deeds. And believe it or not, friendship evangelism still is effective in many of these environments.
Their biggest request?
Pray that they will find courage to live out on a daily basis their faith, and that they'll have opportunities to show Christ's love through good deeds and through kindness, and that God would protect them.
So the last story was about prayer, and this one is about evangelism. What comes to mind when you hear this word? Maybe a missionary you know. But what probably doesn't come to mind are the physically and mentally disabled. But they should. Sally Gallagher with King's Table Ministries, a ministry to individuals and families with disabilities, explains why.
You know, in John 3:9, when Jesus is talking about the healing of the blind man, I believe it is, he talks about the disability and there being questions, you know, about the man's blindness and I believe what the parents did as far as sin-wise to cause him to be blind. And Jesus is very clear that through his disability, God shows himself. And when you look at that and really ponder on that for a while, days sometimes I will think about that because it's kind of a uniqueness that we can't just put our hands around how God actually shows himself through people that don't even know that that's what he's doing.
Are you wondering if people with disabilities can even know God? Just ask about the King's Table Ministries dance team members who all have some kind of disability. Every time they dance, they tell people they're evangelizing and they're dancing for God. Curious? Keep listening to find out where you can get more information on this story. And what can ordinary people do to help end poverty around the world? Well, it's easy to shy away from such a substantial issue, but we aren't helpless. Food for the Hungry is sharing some creative approaches in a new ebook called 10 Creative Ways to End Poverty. It features the stories of those who are using their gifts and talents to support ministry. Karen Rondo says the free book is a way to inspire people to help the vulnerable.
We want to help people understand God's heart toward the poor and the ways that work, ending poverty in people's lives, and be inspirational to them to know that one person can make a difference.
Rondo says helping to end physical poverty in the lives of the vulnerable has far-reaching eternal impact, and she's asking people to pray that more individuals, churches, and businesses heed that call.
When they are being served by Christian people, showing them, here's how you can feed your children, here's another way to farm, here's a way that you can have clean water so you can give your children water and not worry about it. That right there opens their mind and their heart for hearing the gospel.
You can get your free copy of 10 Creative Ways to End Poverty, along with information about King's Table Ministries and Global Advance by visiting us at missionnews.org for the details. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Do you want stories that'll help you pray for your world more effectively? Get our free e-news updates at missionnews.org. They feature stories on current events, plus gospel connections, action points, prayercast links, and more, all at your fingertips at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.